With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That is a brand new song from Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber. Stuck With You debuted last night, and you'll be hearing it plenty of times here on the Alice. All the proceeds from the sales and streams of Stuck With You are going to fund grants and scholarships for children of first responders who've been impacted by COVID-19 in partnership with the First Responders Children's Foundation. So this is a lovely little duet that I'm sure they did in complete isolation, and it's all for a good cause. Bryn, you're smiling. You love this song or what?
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I love it. It's easy to groove to, you know?
Well, it's a swear, you know?
Right.
Why do I hear an echo?
Is it me? Great. What did I do?
I don't think
no,
it is you.
It's not me.
It what happened when Bryn turned on his... Okay.
Never How about mind. Now?
No.
Bryn is a romantic. There's no doubt he does love a good love song.
That's right.
All he that does. Smooth, oh, for sure.
All that smooth R&B is, it's all love songs.
Oh, you hear it now?
I did hear it. You just, love love songs.
I do love love songs.
Am I the only one hearing that? Because if so, I'll never mention it
no,
again.
No, I hear it too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, let's
oh hey, speaking of Nicole, while you're here on the microphone, is it your dad's birthday?
It was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You should have said happy birthday to him.
I kind of forgot. I didn't forget, but then I kind of forgot. So, yeah. I bought him a nice cake, though.
Oh, that's you made it or you bought it?
No, I bought it because we didn't want to turn the oven on since it was going to be hot yesterday.
Because it's so hot, yes.
Yeah. So it was an
ice. Smart.
It was an ice cream cake with cars on it. So.
Like cars like from cars, the movie Cars?
Yeah. Yeah, oh. Like toy cars. And oh. So I want that one. So he liked it. He got toys
Good.
Out of it.
And so now you here's 59. Your chance.
How old?
59.
Oh, thank God he's old enough.
What?
What, Vinny? What are you? What are
happy
you,
birthday,
cue.
Dad.
Cue,
oh, thank you. Oh. I was like, what? Oh, happy birthday, Dad. Father. We call him Father.
Oh, Father.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. It started out as a joke. And then me and my sisters just keep on saying that. Anytime we walk in, we're like, Father. Like, we sound annoyed when we say it.
Oh, that's cute, though.
Our families. They're the best.
Mm-hmm. I know. They really are. And the private jokes that happen in families and the little things that are just for your family, you can't explain them to anyone else. Nobody else can ever understand why they work. And yet, there they are.
Yeah. My cousins think it's hilarious when we do it.
Father.
Yeah. And they do it too sometimes.
Well, they're just trying to be more like you guys. You
yeah,
know?
We're trendsetters.
Keeping up with the Jesuses.
Yeah.
Anyway, how do we get on this?
Oh, because happy birthday, Mr. DeJesus.
Mr. DeJesus's birthday. Just really quickly about that Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber song, Stuck With You. We just heard it. And they earlier this week, the first we heard of this song was that they were like, hey, send us videos of you dancing to this tiny clip of the song. You know, you could tell it's a ding, 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 ding. And they were going to be using some of the videos that they got in the official video. And they did that. There's actually a lot of celebrities that made the cut, surprise, like Michael Bublé, Chance the Rapper, Kendall and Kylie Jenner, Steph Curry, Gwyneth Paltrow, Jaden Smith, Lil Dicky, Ashton Kutcher, and Mila Kunis. So all those people are actually in it, along with, you know, the nobodies, the little people who also submitted. Someone who submitted and was harshly rejected is Carole Baskin from Tiger King.
Carole Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen.
Fed them to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin.
All right.
So Carol Baskin, if you watch Tiger King, you're well aware. I don't have to explain who this person is. She sent in a video to Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber of herself dancing with her still living, not missing husband, Howard. And they are wearing ridiculous cat costumes. They like have a cat moo moo on. He's holding a cat, not a tiger, but like a actual cat, house cat.
Right.
And they have these dumb like cat hats on. So unfortunately for all you cool cats and kittens out there, they didn't make the cut. But Justin did share the clip on Twitter. Ariana Grande said, "For the record, I did not allow or approve this clip to be in the actual video, but nonetheless, it exists and that's unique." So a lot of people got a laugh out of it. She told one of her fans, "I'm glad someone is laughing. The effing heart attacks I have had over this."
Oh, really?
I guess they had a heart attack when that thing came in.
All right.
Anyway, if you want to look at it and you follow Justin Bieber on Twitter, you've probably already seen it. So there you go. Really, before we get to the new music, I just have a couple things that I want to hit. And this is the last one. Billy Joe Armstrong yesterday put up an Instagram of himself at, I don't know how old, 10? He's got blue hair and a blue guitar and his brother's on drums and the family is dancing around them. And
oh, awesome.
It's great. So it's just you probably won't be able to hear it through my computer. I don't know. I don't know how to even turn it up. So, oh, okay, great, perfect.
Oh, it's loading.
Loading, loading. Look, Vin. That's Billy Joe. The guitar is bigger than he is. I don't know how old he is there. And here comes his brother on drums. Oh, blocked out by the family member.
So they're
clearly
doing a little blues jam. Good for them.
It's Johnny B. Good. So they're
that
it's guitar. Someone starts singing it.
I believe he still brings out and plays when he tours. Like
he actually
see that
says,
guitar from time to time.
"Dear Blue, you've always been true."
Uh-huh.
He says, "That's my brother Dave playing drums, my family everywhere else, song Johnny B. Good." So, and someone's singing it. They don't ever show the singer, so I'm not sure if, like, just someone from the family. Because look, it's all his family. Clearly a musical family from the get-go. And there's Grandma, and there's just, you know, good times. It was really fun to see that. Because, you see your own kids playing instruments, you're like, yeah, I wonder if anything will ever happen with that. Most of the time, nope. But once in a while,
right,
that kid goes on to create a mega band.
Worldwide superstardom is not the expected.
No,
from
it's
a
not.
From a family jam when you're 10.
Mm-mm. And 30 years of it is just like ridiculous. You know?
Can't do that.
Nobody can.
You can't hope for that. That's just too big to even dream of.
Right. Okay, here's the new music that's out today. A little bit of it. Here we go. We're going to start with Hayley Williams from Paramore. This is her debut solo album. It's called Petals for Armor. And what did you grab off of this?
This first one's called Leave It Alone.
Don't nobody tell me that God don't have a sense of humor. 'Cause now that I want to live with everybody around me is dying. Now that I find
weird beat. I like that.
The ones I love are dying.
I love her voice. Oh yeah, there's the shaker.
Friends with the noose that I made and I keep trying to.
That's nice. All right, so that's Hayley Williams from Paramore. That's the first song. How many did you grab off this?
I can jump to the chorus, actually.
Oh, all right, great.
It tastes so bitter on my tongue.
That's the chorus.
That's probably more the bridge, actually.
It
says leave me alone.
I don't care. I love this. I love it. I think it's great. I like both those songs. Did you grab three or just the two?
I did grab three. You want one more?
Yeah, one more. Sure.
This next one is called Taken.
Great. So that's Petals for Armor. That's the name of the record from Hayley Williams. That's the Paramore chick. This is her first solo album. So congratulations to that, Hayley. Here's another Hayley, Hayley Steinfeld. This is her second EP. She's never released a full album. And she's had hits that we play on Alice. She is also an actress, so she probably has stuff going on. She was in all those Pitch Perfect movies. True Grit, when she was a little girl, she was in that movie. Ender's Game. She voiced the Spider-Woman in the animated Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. But she's actually...
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you go look on IMDb, she actually has a zillion credits. You go, oh, yeah, I forgot she was in that. Oh, yeah,
all right.
So Hayley Steinfeld, this is her second EP. It's called Half Written Story. It's five songs.
And here's I Love Yous. I'm praying I make it. I'm stepping the 12, but it's summer. I've already been. Diamonds won't fool me because I'm too far gone. Wish I could get back the air in my lungs. I've been so messed up. It's bad for my heart. My heart. All right. Give me another one. Oh, is this the chorus? No more, I love you. Yeah, I've heard enough of that. Give me another one. A lot of processing on that voice, which is fine. I know a lot of people, you know, that's what they're doing. But
did
like
you say that was a cover?
Oh, I don't know it. Do you know it?
I don't know it.
Oh, I think it's a cover, but go on.
Okay. Who do you think it's by?
I don't
we can
know,
look it up.
Go ahead. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't. Who cares?
Your Name Hurts is this next one. Every time I hear that sound, your name hurts. I don't say it no more. It's like the worst of words. You don't even know. It's like burning on my lips. The ones that you used to kiss. No way you ain't feeling it too.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's nice, and I like the production on it, too.
A common feeling, I think, too, that people will relate to, that name that you don't want to say anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
He who shall not be mentioned.
Well, she. What do you mean, he? She. I'm talking about she. The lady.
He. She's talking about he.
Well, he, but I'm talking
listen,
about
listen, we've
she.
All got our own suspects. Okay, we don't have much time left. Let's. I want to jump down to this band. Vin, there's a rock band who's putting out a record. You familiar with the Black Moods?
There are
some guys from Tempe, Arizona. This is their third album. And I listened to a little of it this morning and went, yes, that is more like that, please.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's
I've
good.
Never heard
I mean,
of these
it's
guys.
It's fine. It's all not right. going to blow anybody's mind, but it's a rock band. And their album is called Sunshine. So I fast forwarded in this song just to make sure that there was a guitar solo, and there is one. So it's not the most fabulous, and it's not like a wheedly wheedly wheedly, but there is a guitar solo, which is a requirement for me for a rock song.
Right.
Yeah, this was the only song I listened to, though. This is the band The Black Moods. Was there anything else you liked on that record?
I mean, no.
Okay. Was it not R&B enough for you?
No, it was fine. It's fine. If you, I'll play another one just because
all right,
you
show
might
me
like
another.
It.
Okay,
here it is. Throwing Shade.
Yeah, all right. You know, listen, they're a rock band. I'm happy to. I'm trying to encourage that. Kids, get a rock band together. Enough of these electronic bands. And then I feel like we just got a release from Kehlani. Am I crazy?
I do feel that way. Let me see if I...
But they're saying it's her second album. It was good till it wasn't. And she's a girl from Oakland, so let's support. Maybe, you know what? Maybe we heard a new song from her and we played it. And now the album's out.
That's possible.
So here we go. A little Kehlani. The name of the record, It Was Good Until It Wasn't. What'd you grab?
Here's Everybody Business. Damn right we take turns being wrong. I get real accountable when I'm alone. I get real about it all when I'm alone. It's so crazy missing you when I get on. Don Julio made me fool for you. Now I hit your phone up with that bye bye bye. Don Julio made me a fool for you. I like it.
That's good. You want to squeeze in one more? We're out of time, basically.
Sure. Here is No, here's F and MU. I'm not sure what that means.
Does anybody F know? And MU, huh?
F and the and sign MU. I'll look it up.
Feeling munchy? F and murder you.
Is it?
F and murder. Yeah, I don't know. F. She hates. She first she says she hates the person, then she says she loves the person. F them and murder them. Love and hate, so close. All right, that's what Kehlani sounds like. A little bit of that. Rapper Nav has a record out today. Rapper Lil Durk. Unfortunately, we are out of time, so we're not going to be able to listen to those. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I just wanted to point this out. The Haley Steinfeld song that I said, I think this is a cover. Someone wrote in and said, "No More I Love You" is Annie Lennox.
Oh, that's why. That's interesting. That's funny.
Give me $50.
No, I'm not giving you any money.
All right, give me $5.
But solid call. Yeah, all right, I'll Venmo you. You got
all
that?
Right,
you
great. Don't. Hey, oh, I don't have Venmo.
You don't have Venmo. Nope.
Nicely done, Sarah.
All right. We're going to be back with the Bay Club check-in right after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.